Chips. Theme.
Yeah.
Eric Estrada.
And his big motorbike. Do you know, you could actually buy a bike like that today.
Really, why?
California is on sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're having a garage sale.
They're selling the Chips bikes.
Well, something similar to that. Some of the state motorcyclist bikes, they're going to be on sale. A whole load of stuff is actually going to be on sale starting today.
To raise money to cover their deficit?
Literally, yes. You know, like you and I might actually have a bit of a garage sale to raise some cash. That California is on sale today.
I heard it's like $26 billion. How are a couple of motorcycles going to help that? I mean, they should sell something big, like maybe Yosemite or like the Redwoods.
So, we're not just the only people making fun of this. Have a listen to Jimmy Kimmel Live. He was poking fun at California's garage sale.
It's Arnold's California Gold Rush garage sale and everything must go. Staplers, hasta la vista, baby. Post-it notes, they won't be back. I've got hammers, Humvees, hammers, hamsters, even hammers. It's not a tumor, it's a garage sale. Everything must go.
Even Louise is laughing. She was talking earlier about the FDIC. So the big sale, Louise, and everybody, starts today at a warehouse in Sacramento. Eric Lamaro will be there. He's bright and early. He's actually en route right now. He's the spokesman for the California Department of General Services. We are teasing you a little bit, Eric.
Oh, a little. Gosh. Yeah, I hope he doesn't hang up on us.
What's the whole point of this?
Hey, thanks, morning, guys. I love hearing that Chips music. Love that show as a kid. Yeah, you know, we're trying to generate some revenue for California. The governor made it clear he wants us to clean out our state closets, get rid of waste, get rid of items that aren't needed anymore, and sell them off to the public at some great deals. So that's what we're going to be doing in a little less than 4 hours today, and all day today and about half day tomorrow.
Give us a quick preview. What's some of the best stuff that you know that's going to be up for auction?
Well, we do have five of those Chips bikes. We've got five BMW motorcycles from our California Highway Patrol, about 100 more police cars, and about 6,000 other cars in total that'll be available to the public, most of them on auction. About 15 of them were signed recently by the governor. The visors in the car were signed, and we sold those on eBay. And we've got about 6,000 other surplus property items, everything from surfboards to bikes to pianos to...
Why does the state own surfboards?
Why do we own surfboards?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those come from our law enforcement agencies through confiscation or perhaps stolen property that was never recovered. But a great deal of the items, we've got thousands of computers, copiers, faxes, cameras, you name it, we've got it.
So I'm looking at the online brochure for California's big garage sale. How is it actually going to be run? Do I have to be there to bid or how do I do it?
You know, you do. Unfortunately, everybody else across the nation had a chance at some items we had on Craigslist and eBay over the last week. But today, you've got to get to Sacramento, and we expect thousands of people at our door when we open up around 8 a.m. this morning.
So, to be serious for a moment, California really is in a lot of trouble as far as their budget is concerned. How much money do you think you might make?
Well, it is a tough time across the nation. Our governor recently worked with our legislature to close our budget gap. But, we still have a problem in California and across the country. We estimate we'll generate probably about $1 million in revenue. But the more important thing is that we're clearing out items that we don't need anymore. We're cutting waste and we're giving good deals to the public.
Eric, you're there a bit early. Are you looking for some good stuff for yourself, maybe?
You know, unfortunately, I'm working this, helping you guys get the word out, and I'm not going to be able to buy anything, but maybe I can find my Aunt Sally or someone to come in and buy something for me.
But I guess the question is this symbolic, or is this, in a sense that it shows the state is willing to sacrifice, or is this going to be real revenue for you?
Well, I think what it shows is that we're committed to getting rid of items we don't need anymore. It's high time that we stopped storing items for years and years that we don't need, and items that taxpayers paid for, we need to get those items back to taxpayers. The vehicles are also part of the governor's effort to cut our fleet. We've got too many state vehicles in our fleet, and he wants to see that cut by 15%, and we're seeing a lot of those vehicles coming through. So that's really what this is about, is eliminating waste, cleaning out our closets, and letting the taxpayers take advantage of what they paid for in the first place.
Eric, I know you've got a garage sale to get to, so I'll let you get back on the road. Eric Lamaro is the spokesman for California Department of General Services. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.